Well, we heard from you about President Joe Biden's first year in office, having you call in and let us hear your grade or your rating or however you wanted to characterize that. Some interesting stuff there, especially from some independents who say, he's not really doing that great of a job, while others are saying, hey, he's doing a great job. But even yet more saying, not so much. So let's now hear from somebody who's in Congress, who, quite frankly, doesn't really have the Congress as a whole, has a horrible approval rating, about 16%, according to the latest Economist poll. But here on the WMAY Morning News Feed, I'm Greg Bishop. Let's connect now with Congresswoman Mary Miller. Congresswoman, thanks for taking time with us. Let's start with the first year of Joe Biden's presidency. What rating would you give him? Good morning.
Well, an F minus. There isn't one positive thing he's done. And it's what happened in Afghanistan and then what's happening on our border is so outrageous. Afghanistan, we have yet to have hearings and accountability. Nobody has resigned. Nobody has been fired. It's, you know, Americans watched in horror. Number one is the Taliban released thousands of prisoners from Bagram Air Base. And then, you know, our 13 service members were murdered by the ISIS-K prisoner that was released. We abandoned tens of billions, up to $80 billion worth of equipment in the airbase, which taxpayers paid for and will now be used against America, all because of President Biden.
And Congresswoman, the number I saw, which really stuck out to me, something else too in the past year, was nearly 1.8 million illegal border crossings. Do we have a border anymore at the southern border?
Well, it's such a disaster. I was down there last summer with President Trump, and it's literally an invasion of our country that our government, our president, in a treasonous way, is facilitating and advertising. And it's just hard to believe. It's all about future votes and power. And Americans should be frightened by what's happening.
Congresswoman, a lot of things, of course, dealing with COVID-19. We've seen the Biden administration's vaccine mandates for employers shot down, but for healthcare workers, that was upheld. Give us your reaction to how the president's managed COVID-19 a year in.
Yeah, well, I'm highly opposed to these vaccine mandates. They're unconstitutional and illegal, and they know they are. And it's like in the medical field, it's going to cause so many problems for us to be able to access medical care now.
Congresswoman Mary Miller with us on the WMAY Morning News Feed now, 8:44. And tomorrow in Congress, well, not in Congress, but in Washington, D.C., there's going to be a sizable number of people there. Tell us what you expect to see at the March for Life.
Yes, well, it's going to be huge. It's hopefully going to be the last March for Life that we have under Roe. And this is a bittersweet moment for our country. It's bitter because 80 million babies have been sacrificed. 80 million women have been damaged for life, not to mention the men. It's been a blight on our country. That's the bitter part. The sweet part is that the tide is turning. We're hopeful about the ruling next, you know, I think it will come out next summer, the Dodds ruling, that, you know, we're going to, you know, dismantle the Roe ruling. And I do think even when I'm around young people, we do have a pro-life generation among the young people. These young people can't be duped anymore. A lot of them accompanied their parents to their sibling sonograms, and they saw the pictures, and when they're told it's a blob of tissue or whatever, they say they know better. So we're hopeful, and this is a sweet moment because it, you know, we're counting on it to be the last March for Life under Roe.
Congresswoman Mary Miller with us on the WMAY Morning News Feed. I'm Greg Bishop. And Congresswoman, just to take a brief moment here, and I know you're busy and you've got hearings going on and whatnot, but talk about, you know, what Congress is doing for the farmers. Talk about what Congress is doing for, you know, the taxpayers in your district. Talk about what Congress is doing. Because as I said, Congress as a whole has like a 16% approval rating right now. It's pretty abysmal.
Right. Well, actually, I'm in the middle of an ag hearing right now, and I'm getting ready to ask the ag secretary about skyrocketing fertilizer costs and other critical inputs that affect especially small and medium-sized farms. And also, in addition, I've recently introduced a bill called the National Security Moratorium on Foreign Purchases of U.S. Land. I want to ask him if he is, if he will prohibit China and other adversarial nations from buying our farmland.
So we'll definitely see some of the various issues brought up there. But Congresswoman, also, it's an election year. We've got the primary coming up in June. The redrawn maps in Illinois, we lost a congressional seat because we continue to lose population. But apparently you are now in the same district as Congressman Rodney Davis. We've got a primary coming up in June. What sets you apart from the congressman?
Well, number one, I've been endorsed by President Trump because he knows I'm the America First candidate. I'm the most conservative member running, 100% A rating with our Second Amendment groups. I'm 100% pro-life. I'm a Freedom Caucus member, the only member of the delegation in Illinois that belongs to the Freedom Caucus. I'm a regular person. I've spent my life not in politics, but my husband and I farm for a living. I've been involved in education. Raised 7 children. We have a lot of grandchildren. I'm very concerned for what we're leaving the next generation.
And your response to Congressman Davis saying that you're a carpetbagger?
I think he called me a suburban carpetbagger or something. I'm a farmer. I've lived in Coles County since 1977. My husband and I raised our children there. Coles County is our home. It's ridiculous.
Congresswoman Mary Miller, greatly appreciate you taking the time. I imagine it's not going to be the last time we talk about these and other issues. So thanks for taking it with us here on the WMAY Morning News Feed. Be safe in Congress, all right?
Thank you, Greg. Take care.
It is the WMAY Morning News Feed, now 8:48. And